Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Parler Anglais. And today I am asking the question, should voting be mandatory? It's a really interesting topic and something that I spoke about on my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News, and specifically what part of India is doing to try to incentivize people to vote. If you'd like to listen to that episode, then go to that podcast and find the episode from last Sunday. But today we're going to look at the pros and cons of compulsory voting. Before we do that, let's have a look at some keywords, so some vocabulary that you might not know, you might not be sure about. So if you want to write these words down, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. The first word is a noun, pledge. P-L-E-D-G-E, pledge. Next we have another noun, turnout. Turn out. One word. Next, another noun, infringement. Infringement. I-N-F-R-I-N-G-E-M-E-N-T. Infringement. Next, we have a verb, to cast, but specifically to cast a vote. C-A-S-T. And then we have another verb, to spoil. S-P-O-I-L, but specifically to spoil a ballot. What does that mean if I spoil a ballot? And one more word, it's a noun, take. T-A-K-E. So that's a noun, not the verb to take, but it's a noun. Okay, those are the key words. Listen very carefully for them. See if you can understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll come back to all of those words to look at what they mean and how I use them. Okay. So, should voting be mandatory? There will be a general election here in the UK at some point in the next 9 months. And so, political parties are making pledges and already trying to secure as many votes as possible. But here in the UK, it's not mandatory to vote. At the last general election in 2019, there was a turnout of 67.3%. In 2001, it was just 59.4%. Perhaps people are disillusioned by politics and don't want to vote for anyone. Maybe they just don't care who's in charge. Even though political decisions are really important and affect all of us, it's possible that for some people, it's just really boring. Inevitably, more older people voted in 2019 than younger people, and that has always been the case. In 2019, around 80% of people aged 55 and above voted, while only around 50 to 60% of people under the age of 44 voted. So, clearly, the older members of society, at least in Britain, will have a bigger say in what happens. So should Britain and other countries around the world introduce mandatory voting? There are a few countries, such as Argentina, Australia, Belgium, and Thailand, where citizens have to vote, otherwise they face a fine. A compulsory vote means a more representative turnout. Young people have to vote, and so this would be a better reflection of the views of the entire population. Without mandatory voting, political parties can afford to ignore issues affecting certain groups within society, knowing that the turnout is usually low. Another advantage of having to vote is the sense of responsibility that comes with it. Everyone has a vote and therefore, theoretically, wants to make good use of it. This might mean more people would have a good understanding of political situations, whereas without a compulsory vote, there's no need to have this. On the other hand, why should we have to vote? Surely it's an infringement on my individual liberty to demand that I cast my vote, even if I'm not interested or not inspired to. There have been general elections in my lifetime where I haven't wanted any of the options. I could have spoiled my ballot paper, which sends a message to political leaders, if enough people do it, but to fine me for staying at home seems unfair. Another argument against compulsory voting is that people might be uninformed about political issues. Some evidence suggests that new voters are more susceptible to misinformation during a campaign. My take on this issue is that it shouldn't be compulsory to vote, but social issues should be a bigger part of the school curriculum, and politicians should be better at engaging with people. A lot of people in this country find politics boring, but the truth is that it affects every single one of us. If politicians were more engaging, perhaps there would be a higher turnout without having to make it mandatory. What do you think? Should voting be mandatory? Okay, that's today's discussion. I'm sure you've got some opinions about this. I wonder what it's like in your country. Let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start to see if you heard them and understood them. The first was pledge. Political parties are making pledges. A pledge is a promise. Next, turnout. At the last general election in 2019, there was a turnout of 67.3%. A turnout is the number of people that attend something. Okay, next, infringement. I said, surely it's an infringement on my individual liberty to demand that I cast my vote. So an infringement is an action that breaks a rule, and to cast a vote is simply to vote. Okay, next, to spoil a ballot paper. I could have spoiled my ballot paper. So when you go to vote, obviously you need to vote for someone, but actually, you don't have to. You can go and spoil your ballot paper, which means it could involve you not voting for any candidate, maybe writing a message on the ballot paper, like, I don't want to vote for anyone, or maybe voting for all of the candidates. But by doing this, your vote is invalid, but still counted. Obviously not for a particular party, but it is counted and your message is heard. So that's what it means to spoil a ballot. Okay, the last word, take. I said, my take on this issue is that it shouldn't be compulsory to vote. So a take is an opinion on a particular topic. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. If you'd like to read the full transcript of today's episode, including all of those keywords with their definitions, then you'll find that on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, along with a video tutorial all about language of contrast. So if you're interested, then you can join the fan club by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.